Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here's our question of the day. Before Dick gives his amazing prediction, let's find out how you feel.
We're broadcasting live from the Tasty Cake Studio, 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia. This Twitter question is brought to you by Arm & Chevy of Ardmore. Arm & Sizzling Summer Sales Event is on now. Find new roads. Visit armandchevy.com for details. And This may be the closest I have seen a poll like this. Who will win Sunday's game at Lincoln Financial Field? 51% Eagles.
Wow.
That's crazy. Well, then we better bring a guy on who knows a heck of a lot more than all of us, the legendary coach. And don't forget, Dick Vermeil's Independence Forecast is presented by Independence Blue Cross. Hi, Dick.
Good morning.
Dick, the computer, by my I think the computer was off by 21 points because they had the Eagles winning by 10 and 11, and they lost by 10. Are you getting rid of the computer?
Well, they were right, 24 out of 32.
Wow. Okay. All right, good. Good. Maybe they just had an off week like the Eagles did, right, Dick?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, Dick, here's the thing. All right, we're talk radio. You know how we are. We need to blame people. Most of the blame this week has gone on the coach and the quarterback of the Eagles. Do you agree with those being the two main targets for that loss?
Well, you know, as you know, and you use the word blame.
Yep.
Whenever you lose a football game, the blame is normally and should be spread over the entire roster.
Right.
Everybody that played in the game. And I didn't see anybody really that had a spectacular game. Okay, and some of your best players didn't have the equivalent game to their talent. And when that happens, and I think what happened too is they got ahead so easily that they sort of relaxed, and then the Redskins got motivated, and it's hard to get rejuvenated emotionally when that happens. And I've been on the sideline enough to know that. When you lose that edge emotionally, you can throw a fit as a coach, you know, something, but something great has to happen on the field to turn it back around. And it just never happened. And that's how the Redskins beat them.
I'll tell you why we were frustrated. One is, it wasn't a secret that Washington has a really, really good defensive line. And we didn't see a good game plan, you know, roll the quarterback out, quick release, the kind of things you would do when the other team has a dangerous pass rush. Is that where the game plan went wrong?
Well, I don't know if it went wrong. It didn't go well, whatever they were planning to do, really, you know. And you have to give credit to the Redskins. And I actually felt those two young guys playing on the right side didn't do a bad job. Their mistakes were more mental than physical in not picking up blitzes properly. And, you know, I'm not the coach, and I'm not sure what is designed in every snap and how things are organized. But, you know, turn some people loose on blitz. Normally that's a mental mistake or a quarterback missing a hot read. But, you know, they just were not in sync. And the Eagle pass offense, you know, is a combination route pattern type thing. And the quarterback needs time to go through the progression within that pattern if the initial thought is not there. And in the past, he many times has been given a lot of time. This time he was not. And it looks like they're not in rhythm, but he's just not getting the amount of time he needs to go through that total pattern. And I don't know how much pass offense they have that's based on the precise timing, the individual routes. They're more a team pattern offense as I see them and watch them play, you know.
Right.
Not so much put Jackson one-on-one 16 times during the ball game on the one corner, you know, see how many times he can win. You know, it's more a team pattern. And those things take a little more time. And he just didn't get the time. Now, there were times he should have just gotten rid of the ball. But we never fault him when he hangs on to the ball, ducks under somebody, stands up and throws a touchdown downfield. But last Sunday, that didn't happen for him.
Yeah, you know,
and a couple of times it almost got out from underneath the rush and then was going to throw it downfield for a big play. It just didn't happen.
Well,
now, I don't know how much offense they really have in terms of the naked bootlegs and all that kind of stuff. There's less of that kind of offense in a shotgun formation from what I see and watching throughout the league. When you have one or two backs in the backfield with the quarterback, like the Rams do and like we watched last night, you get more play action and more bootleg off it, that kind of thing.
Dick, did you ever get so frustrated with a quarterback you called him into the office and yelled at him?
Often?
Like Jaworski, he wouldn't mind if you said, if Jaworski forced balls there that he shouldn't have his stuff, would you take him into the office and dress him down?
I don't know if you dress him down, but you do coach him and teach him.
You do.
And makes them, you know, they have to realize, they have to recognize the huge percentage of success depends on his performance. It's just like the pitcher on the mound for the Phillies.
Right.
Beat him, pitch well, you're not going to win a game, you know. And the quarterback's the same thing. And he's got to understand that responsibility and grow to it. I don't know why it is taking Carson so long to not have the rhythm in regard to how long he can hold it. You better get rid of it. You know, he's such an intense competitor.
Yes.
That he thinks he can make a big play on every play. And it just doesn't happen, especially against the defense that has a great down four.
All right. Well, Dick, one of the honors of having you on, I think the Eagles listen and maybe we help them a little with their strategy for the next game. All right. Because in your coaching days, you had to strategize against Lawrence Taylor, maybe the greatest defensive player that ever played. And Aaron Donald had 10 hurries last week against the Cowboys. He's an amazing defensive lineman. Dick, give the Eagles a little advice on what to do with Aaron Donald.
Well, I don't know. Pray. You know, he's the best defensive player in football.
All right.
And, you know, there are guys that have great position rankings. Oh, he's the number one, number two, or number three, based on individual plays made once in a while. Okay? Aaron Donald plays every play like the best player in football. I don't ever see him, at least, and I don't see every game. I don't see him taking snaps off. I don't see him getting his butt blocked into the end zone, okay? I just don't see that. Now, it's going to be – I think that's going to be very motivating for our Cox friend, our defensive tackle who got his butt blocked into the end zone. Now, I know he might have been on some kind of inside move or something like that, but I kind of doubt the coaches told him to get his butt blocked into the end zone.
Wow.
The other thing that startled me is if you're running the Redskins' offense, why would you, in the critical play of the game, run at Cox?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you run away from him? They ran at him, so they know something we don't know.
All right. I'm so glad you said that stuff. But here's the thing. When you were a game plan against LT, how effective was your plan to stop him?
It went from terrible to bad to almost good enough.
He was the greatest in that era, right, Dick, by far.
Yeah, and plus, Bill Parcells, God bless him, you know.
Yeah.
I have great admiration for him. And you'd start to get him figured out, and all of a sudden they start moving him. Now, you had the plan all worked out, how you're going to handle him over there on your left side, their right side, and all of a sudden he's lined up somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't have the plan for over there. Now you have this same physical problems with him on people. You just couldn't handle him in a one-on-one situation.
Yeah. Dick, you also, I know how much it meant to you to be playing at home because the fans are so loud and supportive here. It's not the same level of a home field advantage with no fans in the stands, is it?
No, it's not. It's not, but I really believe this team has a lot of pride. I know Doug Peterson, that whole organization, from the owner to Howie to everybody, they have a lot of pride, and they know they are better than that.
Right.
So I think the fact that they're playing a good team here at home, you know, and Doug had, I don't think Doug's lost a home opener, that they're going to play well enough to win, but it's going to have to be mistake-free. No turnovers, no giveaways.
All right, great. All right, so first of all, Dick, did you run all this by the computer? Did the computer have an opinion on this game?
It has the Rams by 2.
Ooh, all right. But you don't think that. You have a different prediction. Here is the fearless forecast of the great Dick Vermeil. Who's winning the game, Dick?
I feel like Ray Dittinger did yesterday in his talking about it, that the embarrassment of last week and how much it really hurt a good football team and guys with real pride, that coaching staff, I think they will play like there's 70,000 people in the stands, and that'll be a big negative for the L.A. Rams. Then I think the Eagles will upset them. You know, if I made a prediction based on what I saw last week, I would say the Rams would beat them. But they're not going to play the same team this week.
Beautiful. And I have a little game plan myself here, Dick. I wanted to run by you. If the Eagles win, I'm going to celebrate with some great Vermeil wines. And if they lose, I'm going to forget the loss with some great Vermeil wines. Is that a good plan?
It's a very good plan. You better save some of that. We just lost our entire red wine crop in the Napa Valley due to smoke damage.
Dick, that's terrible news. Dick's...
Well, like my wife said, it didn't burn the vines down. It just, the smoke settled on the grapes before they were picked and wiped them out. Yeah.
Anyway,
it has nothing to do with winning and losing on Sunday. We have to win this football game.
Dick Vermeil. Dick, we love you. Talk to you next week, Dick. Thanks.
Here.
Dick Vermeil. You get those wines at vermeilwines.com, and that's bad news about the wine.
That's unbelievable.
That must be a tough racket. Oh. There's a lot of things that can go wrong when you're growing grapes.
Can I just take
a moment here? Because Rhea Hughes and I, we love Dick every week. Mm-hmm. But that right there, when he took Fletcher Cox to the woodshed on the play, Al. And again, Joe, line up Fletcher Cox. Fletcher Cox got his ass kicked on the play that put the Reds put Washington ahead.
And that's an all-day job because that's a lot of ass.
That's a lot of keister. That's out 350 pounds of keister.
Okay.
All right? And then Fletcher came out yesterday. Do you think Fletcher's tooted out Dick Vermeil?
No.
I don't think he is. Dick Vermeil's a legendary coach. Here's Fletcher's attitude about the criticism he received after that game.
It's only week one, for us. You can't listen to the outsiders. You can't listen to anybody. The guys in that locker room, as I say every year, we believe in each other. Nothing that matters that goes outside of their locker room. We got to go play on Sundays with the guys in that locker room. And, I trust and believe in all those guys. And, hey, look, whatever the outsiders think, they think. We know the talent and the group of guys that we have in that locker room, and, we're going to battle each Sunday with them.
First of all, I didn't enjoy the chuckle. I don't. You know what, Mitch? I don't like when a guy's asked the question and he laughs derisively at the question.
No, it's very condescending.
Isn't it?
Number one, and especially coming off a horrible loss.
Horrible loss. And Dick Vermeil, Al, I can't believe he did that to Fletcher Cox.
Well,
that was beautiful.
Obviously,
if that's not the line of the day, Ava Graves fired.
Obviously, getting that wine wrecked.
Maybe that did.
Put him in a bad mood.
But I mean, the point that he made of why would they elect to run right at him?
Yeah.
What
does that say?
Yeah, what's to tell you about what they're seeing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're seeing that the guy wasn't playing well.
How many years, Ange, have you and I been saying he plays too inconsistent to be considered one of the top guys?
$100 million, he's got to give you more than that.
When Dick said that, I stood up and gave him a standing
She went wild.
Because he gets, and the defense got excused for what happened on Sunday, which to me is unacceptable.
Again, I'm not trying to tell you how to run your life. You should invite Dick Vermeil to that little get-together.
Well, Sunday. Dick would be great wine, so I'm in favor of that.
And then he's got steakhouse, he's got shrimp, burgers, outdoors with the masks.
I'm still...
Ange, let me ask you something out of curiosity. Yep. The last four games of last year, Wentz went back to running.
Exactly. Yes.
He was so stationary on some.
Yes.
The first time he ducked under the linebacker blitz and yep. got the pass off, I was like, this is not good.
Yeah.
The next time he did it, he ducked and had 300 pounds of defensive tackle on his neck.
Yes.
That, from a coaching standpoint, you have to coach that out of him because he's going to get hurt.
They did not alter their plan, even though he was under assault. That was badly coached, that game.
He has the ability to roll out.
Yep.
If he can't find anything, he can pull it down and control how hard he gets hit.
Mitch Williams, also strong on football. Thank you. Let's go to Glenn in Center City. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, good morning. Mitch took my thunder with that same thing that he said about Wentz. I said because when he escaped that first sack, he thinks he can be able to do it all the time. If he keeps doing it, I understand he loves Jesus and all that, but he's going to meet him if he keeps doing all that.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. Like that's why I asked Nick Vermeil if he called the quarterback and he yelled at him. Because that's right. Exactly what I would have done if I were Doug Peterson after that game. I would have called Wentz in and said, stop trying to be a hero.
Right.
Do what you're supposed to do. Get rid of the damn ball if there's nothing there. Don't keep taking. He gave him 3 points when he took a sack out.
He did.
And then, what's his name, doesn't hit the 53-yarder. That was a chip didn't, shot if he just throws the ball away.
Didn't reach.
Right,
the
right.
Like, that was awful.
When I watched the game last night in the first half, the quarterback for the Bengals, he was a rookie in the first half, but the second half he started throwing that ball away.
Yep, that's
but
what
he
you
took
do.
A hell of a shot at the goal line when he bumped the ball.
Watch Aaron Rodgers. Watch Aaron.
That was
Aaron
be
Rodgers.
My point.
All the isn't it Aaron Rodgers? Yes. All the time does that.
He roll when the pocket collapses. He gets himself outside the tackle.
There
so he, one, he can find a receiver downfield. Two, he can gain 5 or 6 yards. Or three, he's outside the tackles. He can throw the ball away.
It's not that complicated.
Angelo, I'll be screaming at the TV. Even I'm watching other games, I'll be screaming at the quarterback, can you just throw the ball away and just do the smart play? You can say what you want about Eli Manning and Peyton Manning, but when they get in trouble, they throw it away. Or if they're getting near a sack, they get down on the ground.
100%.
That's why they have the long streaks.
Glenn, I need a winner better than Jimmy Butler or a weasel better than the Phillies bullpen.
I got a weasel for you. I got a weasel for you. My weasel of the week, you argue with the general manager before the game, and then you drop a touchdown. Zach Ertz.
Ooh, that's interesting. He did not. Al, that was a bad moment.
It was not good for him.
It was a very bad moment. And
plus
Goddard had a great
game. And Goddard did have a great game.
Goddard had the best game of his career.
And the fact that Wentz is going to him so often tells me they're game planning for Goddard now in expectation of Ertz not being here.
Not great for Ertz. Al Morganti. Zach Mertz. Wait a minute. Don't forget who my weasel is.
Mm-hmm.
The bullpen.
Yeah.
It ruins every night for us.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.